Well, hi, this is Sean. We're already recording. Hey, this is Sean McCord in the Virginia Film Festival Festival Studio, which is the media center of community idea stations here on the downtown mall. It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival and the first of our audio podcasts, and I am sitting with Marissa Maltz. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. I'm well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Your film, Ingrid, screens Saturday. That's tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Violet Crown 4.
Yes.
Welcome to Charlottesville.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, let me just ask you, is this your first time to Charlottesville?
It actually is my first time to Charlottesville. I'm really excited about it.
And did you just get in today?
I got in last night, and I got a fantastic sleep.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Which was much needed after all this festival travel. So I like Charlottesville so far.
Have you been on the festival circuit with your film, Ingrid?
Yeah, I've been traveling now for like a month straight. So, and there's like another 2 weeks. So it's been great.
Yeah.
Just a little tired.
Yeah,
but
well,
it's been
course.
Great. Yeah, it's been really good.
Well, welcome to Charlottesville. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us about Ingrid, your film, which screens Saturday at 7 p.m. in the Violet Crown. So the title of your film is Ingrid. Tell me about Ingrid.
Okay. Well, Ingrid is the name of the character who the film is about.
And this is a documentary film.
It's a documentary, and it's about a woman who was a Dallas fashion designer, socialite, and she, in the 80s, and she dropped her life and her career and her kids and ran off into the woods to make art, basically. And she, since then, has built her own house out of rocks from the creek nearby and kills her own food and has become a totally self-sufficient woman of the woods.
How does that happen, and how quickly did it happen to go from a, you said, Dallas suburban housewife to building your own house and killing your own food in the woods?
So the film sort of peels off the layers of Ingrid as a person to sort of slowly discover why one would do that. But, you know, this was at a time when she's 76 years old now, and women didn't have, she didn't sort of have the same opportunities that maybe, or thought that she had the same opportunities as maybe someone my age does. And so I think that she sort of felt like she ended up in these roles that maybe weren't what she actually wanted as a human. And so she sort of, it was a sort of gradual shift, but I think a gradual shift in her mind that led to her just dropping everything and running off and trying to discover like her own capability as a human and things that she wanted to spend doing every day, which didn't necessarily involve what society would have thought a woman should be doing at that time.
And what drew you to Ingrid's story?
Well, I was living in LA, and I was an artist and filmmaker there, and just in my own personal creative pursuit, I was sort of questioning why I was doing it. Like, living in LA can sort of start to feel a little, I don't know the right word,
hectic.
Yeah, and it really, I was starting to sort of lose that sense of why I had wanted to first start to do it as a young kid. And so I started looking for people in between other work and projects that were making things without the want for money or fame. They tend to be known as outsider artists. And so I just started visiting people for about 2 years. I didn't necessarily know if it was going to be a documentary. It was sort of more like a questioning process for myself at first, that whenever I had like a long list of people, and whenever I was somewhere traveling, I'd be like, oh, I'll run out to the woods now and meet that person. And that's like literally what it was for a while. And then I was in Dallas with another subject, and somebody told me about Ingrid, and she was the first woman in 2 years that I met. All the rest of the people that had left society to create were men. And so I drove out immediately, and like instantly we had this connection, and I had this fascination with her. And so clearly she had a story, but like the second I met her, I knew there was a story there that these other people, not that they didn't have their own personal stories, but Ingrid's as a woman had so many various layers to it.
And you said you didn't know at first that this was going to be a documentary.
Yeah.
You just wanted to meet her and hear her story. And your own background was in...
Yeah, my own background was as an artist, and I still am an artist. I do a lot of... I was doing a lot of video art, photography, that type of thing. And yeah, I didn't... I mean, I had an idea that these... I didn't... I don't know the right way to describe it. It's more that just... I think a lot of great stories and a lot of great projects start off just from this natural place of your own questioning. So I didn't go out there looking for an outsider artist to make a documentary about. I went out into the world to sort of just ask questions.
You didn't approach her as a documentary filmmaker. Yeah. You approached her as an avant-garde
as
video.
Like a human. Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Find the story that emerges.
Totally.
And find the best shape. Sort of let it shape itself as it came out.
Totally, yeah. So it also was like a long process of figuring out what it even was. Like mm-hmm. once I figured out that she could make a good subject for a film, it was then even figuring out what that was. Like, was it a documentary? Was it a short film? What was it? Because I didn't necessarily have I didn't necessarily go out there trying to make a feature film.
Sure,
about
and this is a feature length film.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's Ingrid. Screen Saturday at 7 p.m. at Violet Crown 4. It's 52 minutes, and it's accompanied by a 12-minute short. So did you find a similarity in crafting this feature-length documentary film with the art that Ingrid Form creates?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was something... I think also, like, why she even allowed me to do it in the first place. You know, this was a woman that hadn't spoken to anybody in years. And I think that she saw, like, we both saw similarities in each other. Like, I also was a young woman, like, going out into the woods alone and, you know, searching for stuff. And I think that both of our art sort of came from a similar place of just, like, a need to do it that didn't necessarily match up to you know, what the art world might want all the time, or what, you know, like her sculptures in her house are definitely, they're not what you see in galleries all the time. So I think there were a lot of similarities between the two of us, and I think that's why she ultimately trusted me with her story, which was a long and arduous process to get her to trust me with it, but I think that's why it...
Well, you said in passing, but how did she come to your attention, Ingrid?
Honestly, I was with another subject in Dallas, and then I was staying at this Airbnb, and this girl who owned the Airbnb really wanted me to keep staying there, and so she asked me what I was working on, because she knew mm-hmm. I was an artist and why I was there, and I told her, and she was like, oh, I think I've heard this doctor friend of mine has this friend that lives out in the woods. Maybe would you stay if, like, you found another person to do this on? I was like, sure. And I didn't think it was anything, and then it turned out to be, and then I Airbnb'd her place for a while, so it worked out for her.
So somebody really wanted you two to meet.
Yeah.
Now, did you meet Ingrid first or see her art first?
I met her first. I drove out. All I heard was that there was this woman in the woods that was a Dallas fashion designer that dropped her life and was making art in the woods. So I didn't know anything about her other than that when I went out to visit her.
So part of the story is the part of the film, I mean, is the uncovering of that
story. Absolutely. Yeah, like you can tell in the film is sort of shaped in the way our relationship formed, which, you know, like at the beginning the camera is much farther away from her, and like slowly throughout the film we get closer and closer to her, or I get closer and closer to her and the camera gets closer. Like the film really, like, and it peels away the layers of her in the same way you would get to know a person. But it's also, I think, important to say that the film itself, like, isn't just like a straight documentary on Ingrid. It is much more of a meditation on our choices in life and mm-hmm. what we want, and the film really gives the space for the audience to really feel that as well. And it's a very meditative, more like poem than it is a talking head documentary about why Ingrid left her life.
Sure, sure. And has Ingrid seen the film?
Yes. Yeah. I first went down to show it to her, I guess now a year and a half ago, and then she really liked it. And then she just, at Hot Springs Film Festival, and we just did Documentary Film Festival, and we just did another screening in Arkansas. She saw it on the big screen for the first time.
So she's come to some of the screenings.
Just now, yeah, just now. I mean, we've been playing for a few months now, and this was the first time that she attended a screening and did the Q&A and everything, and she was great. I was nervous about how that would go, and she was a little bit of a star. She was great.
Well, so. I'm sorry she couldn't join us here.
Me too.
But here is the Virginia Film Festival, and the film is Ingrid, which screens Saturday at 7 p.m. At the Violet Crown, and preceded by a short film. So how are you doing? I mean, you've been traveling
tired.
The festival. You've been traveling the festival circuit for a while.
Yeah.
You were making. How long were you working on this film?
We were making it for 3 years, and actually, an article just came out yesterday from the Sundance Institute about how to make a documentary with a $15K budget.
Which is amazing. How do you make a documentary with a $15K budget?
That's part of the reason I'm very tired. you do a lot of the jobs yourself, and you pretend that a lot more people are doing it. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And luckily, I had a really talented team of people that I've worked with on other projects that did a lot of stuff in kind. But in general, you know, even all the promotional stuff for the festivals and, you know, everything, the whole journey of the film, I've been doing a lot of, and I would encourage people to go and look up that article, because it tells, if they're interested in the film, because it tells a lot about the process and the journey with making it.
Tell us how to find that article again.
It's just on, I don't know the exact, it's the Sundance Institute, yeah. Ingrid, how to make a documentary with a $15K budget.
But most of the time, it was, did you have this team with you, or most of the time was it just you and a camera out in the woods with Ingrid?
It was, at first it was me by myself, and then I brought on, luckily, like, I got a team in Dallas, a very small team, but Dallas has a very big commercial scene, a commercial film scene, mm-hmm. and a lot of people there are incredibly talented and don't get to do that much film. So I did have a great cinematographer, and the film is incredibly visual, and that's very much thanks to being able to collaborate with him, and we had a drone operator at one point. One time we had a sound person. The most we had out there was four people, but very often I would have to go out there on my own. A lot of the more emotional footage that you see with Ingrid, I had to capture on my own. So yeah, it was kind of a mixture of, for each trip it was different, but and then. Sorry, I don't know where
that's
I was going.
That's okay. When you're done with sure, because you've been going to a lot of festivals.
Yeah.
So when you're done with the festival circuit, how much longer do you have? How many more places are you taking it?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have Virginia right now. We're at the end of 2018, I guess. Virginia, then High Falls on Sunday, Rochester, New York, which is a women's festival. Then Kukulores, which is in Wilmington, North Carolina. And that wraps it up for 2018. But I'm not sure yet about 2019.
Okay, so when you're done touring the film and you get to go home,
yeah,
where's home?
I'm currently making my next project.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was leading up to.
In South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been sort of based there so that's where I'll be flying back to. And my next film is a documentary narrative hybrid feature about a girl traveling. But everyone she meets along the way are real people that I've met in my travels, like motel managers and waitresses, gas station attendants, and the film sort of delves into their lives to paint a portrait of the Midwest, or hopefully an honest portrait of the Midwest. So that's what I'm concentrating on, and that's where I'll be going back to. Sorry, I kept talking. You just asked me where I was going back to, and then I talked about my next project.
Clearly, home is your next project.
Totally, yeah. That's it.
My guest is Marissa Maltz. This is Sean McCord. We're talking to filmmakers here at the Filmmakers Studio on the downtown mall at the Community Idea Stations Media Center. Your film, Ingrid, screens Saturday at 7 p.m. at Violet Crown 4. I encourage everyone to open up your your festival programs, which are found all over town, read about Ingrid, read about some of the other films. These podcasts are going to be available on cvillepodcast.com and also virginiafilmfestival.org/podcast. Marissa, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'll be at the screening tomorrow if anybody...
You'll be at the screening tomorrow at 7, so people can come up and say, hey, I heard your podcast.
Totally.
And now I get to meet you in person.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad that I got to meet you in person.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was great.
And I hope you enjoy the Virginia Film Festival.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.
This is Sean McCord, and stick around for more podcasts.